Bonjour et merci de voler des lins aériens de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Stupid American. Et maintenant, voici Phil.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, all over the place tonight. Now, we got a guy on the line from Alhambra. You're talking about snoring, sir?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, how you doing, Phil?
Good.
Phil, I listening to your program this evening, I talked to the gentleman who answers the phone, and I was in Baja, down in Baja, Mexico, over the last weekend. And I guess I should give you a little bit of background.
But what does this have to do with snoring?
Well, if I could sort of give you the story.
All right.
I was in, there's a group of us who get together every year for some golfing. And I was with some friends of mine in Baja. We go down to the Baja Mar Resort, which is a beautiful golf course, just a little bit north of Ensenada. And we were rooming, we teamed off, and had, I guess we had about 12 or 13 guys in the tournament. And I want to tell you, I'm a 68-year-old man. I'm a Korean War veteran, so I still try to stay as active as I can.
Yes, sir.
And so we went to this golf tournament. Now, we had hotel rooms in Ensenada, and we had a couple of guys to each room. So to help defray expenses and so on.
Okay. We have a golf tournament, too, that my friends and I are involved in.
Yes, sir. Well, I went to this room, and I'm rooming, by the way, with a very dear friend of mine who I've known since we moved into our home, which we've been in our home about 40 years. And this is a friend of mine, Ward Bailey, who lives on our street, and also I've done some business with him. And
well, you don't need to do any names here, okay, but it's your friend Ward, okay?
Yes, sir. So we went out. We had dinner. We had some drinks. We all go back to the hotel, and we're going to get ready to go golfing the next day. And we went to sleep, and I woke up the next morning. And again, I have to emphasize that I am a Korean War veteran, 1950-1952. I served my country. Came home, built a business, got married, we had a daughter. So there's a certain kind of a reflex, I guess, that you've got. Now
this your Korean War experience has to do with what?
Well, if you'll let me finish the story, sir.
Go ahead.
So I went and I woke up the next morning, sir, and in the bed with me were coins and matchbooks. And there was paper clips and this kind of thing, right? So naturally,
you wake up and there's coins, matchbooks, and paper clips
in the bed with me. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So you know, and you can imagine what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, well, I don't know what this is, and Ward is already awake and he's shaving and we're getting ready to play some golf. So I said to him, I said, Ward, there's. Look at all of this stuff. There's paper clips and matchbooks in the bed. And he said to me that he threw them at me during the night because I was snoring. And I said, would you mind repeating that? And he said to me, he said, Lloyd, I threw those things at you in the night because you were snoring.
Was he in another... You guys are rooming together, right?
We're rooming together in a hotel, yes, sir. And he was in another bed across from the nightstand. And he said that I was snoring, which I do not, by the way.
And you do not snore?
No, sir, I do not believe that I snore. But in any event, he decided to take upon himself what I consider to be an assault, sir, of me in the middle of the night because he said I was snoring. And
so he was throwing, so in the middle of the night, he thought he heard you snoring, and he started throwing paper clips and matchbooks?
He was throwing things at me to try to get me to stop snoring. And I said to him that, and I'll tell you what I did, because I was so incensed And I was so taken aback that a man that I had known for 40 years would undertake this kind of an assault on me in the middle of the night while I was sleeping because he said I was snoring. Now, let me just say this. I'm a Korean War veteran. I saw combat on behalf of this country. And there is a certain reflexive action that any war veteran or anyone that has seen combat has.
Because you've been in war, you're saying that you're going to get physically violent?
There is a certain reflex action, yes. And what I did, and I know this about myself, but while he was throwing things at me in the middle of the night, I walked over to him, and I'll tell you, I'm not ashamed to admit this, I grabbed a handful of his shirt, and I said...
This guy's a friend of yours, right?
Yes, sir, he was a friend of mine. And that's what's doubly shocking about it. And I grabbed a handful of his shirt, and I said, I'm going to tell you something, mister. I'm a Korean War veteran. There is a certain reflexive action that takes place. And I told him if it ever happened again, that reflexive action is going to kick in, and I would be forced to give him a little bit of what for.
And well, you were angry that he had thrown matchbooks and coins at you because you were sleeping, right? I mean, because you were snoring?
Because I was snoring. And he undertook this assault because he said I was snoring. Now, there's a lot of ways you can get somebody. He says that I was snoring. I do not believe that I was snoring. Or I don't know whether or not I was. But to undertake an assault like that, and I told him, Ward, I'm a Korean War veteran. And there's a certain reflexive action, so I...
You grabbed a handful of this man's shirt. This guy's a friend of yours, right?
Let me tell you something. He may be a friend of mine, but no monkey puts his hands on me. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, when you're a Korean War veteran, you do it. No monkey puts his hands on me because I have a reflexive action. I have been... And this monkey, who had been a friend of mine for some 40 years in the neighborhood, undertook an assault on my person... by throwing coins and matchbooks at me, and that's what I mean. So I went over to him. I grabbed a handful of shirt and I said, "Don't you ever do that again." Well, it was a very light physical act of warning, is what I said. But I'll tell you something else. We got back home this weekend. He insulted me by saying that I need therapy. And I have told my wife that that is the end of our friendship, and I will not speak to this man again. But what I'm curiously is how he would slander me around the neighborhood.
Well, this is a big story that you're telling me here, sir. Your name is Lloyd?
Yes, sir. My name's Lloyd Bonifay Phil. I live in Alhambra.
All right, you're telling me a story of a guy who was throwing matchbooks on you. You decided that you were going to grab him and say, don't ever do that again because I have a reflexive action.
I told him if he did it again, I cannot be friends with this man because if he did it again, I would give him what for. And I'll tell you, I'm a Korean War veteran. I'm trained in a reflexive action.
And he went around the neighborhood saying that you need a head shrinker.
He virtually said, you need to go get some of the counseling from one of these people that, you know, that do that. And I will tell you, and I tell the audience, and it's very, very important, when you're dealing with a veteran who has seen combat, you don't put, no monkey will put his hands on the veteran. The monkey puts his hands on a veteran, and you're going to get what for.
And are you saying that all veterans are so reflexive in their violent instincts because they've been in combat that if you put your hands on one...
You're liable to get what for. And that's what I said to him, and he said that I need a psychiatrist because he doesn't understand what it is to have been. I served my country, and I love our flag dearly. All those years to come home to America and go on a golfing excursion and have someone throw matchbooks and coins at me and all of that nonsense and accuse me of the, and then say that I need a psychiatrist because if the monkey puts his hands on me, you don't put your, and if you touch me, you just might lose what you touch me with. And that is the God's honest truth that I've said that.
And will you hold on, Lloyd?
I'm sorry?
Will you please hold the line?
Well,
just hold on here for a minute, okay? He's a Korean War veteran. Is this the story he told you, Mike? He's going to lose a friendship of 40 years because the guy was throwing matchbooks at him and coins trying to get him to stop snoring? It's a wild story. This guy's a veteran. He went down for a golfing excursion into Mexico. He's rooming with another guy in the hotel room. He was snoring. The guy's throwing coins and matchbooks to try to get him to stop. And when he found out about it the next morning, he grabbed the guy and said, "Don't ever do it again. I'm a veteran, and my violent, reflexive action could very well, I guess, what does he say? I'll give him what for." I know we got veterans listening, and I'm really tired of that stereotype of the violent veteran, personally. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I want to talk to this guy here. Get him back on the line. Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
You're still there, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Now, let me tell you what we're doing here. We do a talk show, and we have the people calling in.
Oh, I listen to the different talk. I listen to the different talk shows. And,
well, you know that we get calls from people. There's people who want to talk to you about this because what we have here, folks. And
well, I don't mind talking to people because I like people. And,
yeah, but let me just explain. What we have here is a man. He says he's a Korean War veteran. His friend was rooming with a friend at a hotel in Ensenada, Mexico. His friend thought that Lloyd here was snoring, so the friend started throwing. What was he throwing?
He was throwing coins and matchbooks, and I'll tell you, a coin can put a man's eye out. And
he was throwing paper clips and stuff. And Lloyd got out of bed and grabbed this guy and said, "Don't you ever do that again, because I'm a veteran and I have a certain," you called it a violent reflexive action.
Yes, sir. I'm a Korean War veteran. And as such, I can put you away. I can put you away.
What does that mean?
Well, I was in Korea, and I've seen men killed. I saw a very dear friend of mine killed with a coin. It was at a poker game, and a guy got up and threw a nickel, and I'll tell you right now, you may not believe it, but he put it right between his eyes. And
a friend of yours got killed by a nickel somebody threw?
I've seen it, yes, sir.
All right, Victorville, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
And what are you going to do?
We're going to take phone calls from people. Victorville?
Yeah.
Hi.
Lloyd,
who is this, please?
This is Christina. You're calling it assault? You're talking about a friend for 40 years, and you're saying
yep.
You weren't snoring.
That's
How
right.
How do you know you weren't snoring?
Well, let me tell you something. You don't
know.
Not
lucky woke you up or took the lamp over to your head. He was doing stuff at you. He couldn't obviously get any sleep because you were snoring.
Let me tell you, don't attack a Korean War veteran because of the reflexive action. And I grabbed a handful of his shirt. I said, "You have got to be crazy."
One who's crazy. You're the one who's crazy.
This guy wore very.
For 40 years. You're telling me you've been with friends with somebody for 40 years, and you're going to. He's like going to hurt you by throwing a matchbook at you and a coin?
He physically assaulted me. And I said to him.
He did not assault you. He couldn't get any sleep because of you.
Do you make a good living?
I make a very good living.
Well, you should buy a better phone, because I can't understand anything that you're saying. And
she's saying, are you there, ma'am? Is the lady there?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying, by the way, your phone isn't that good either, Lloyd, okay?
I get all the AT&T equipment. I pay the $40 monthly wiring fee. But when the lady's phone sounds like this.
Oh,
for Christ's sake, I can't understand.
All right, hold on for a minute. Let me.
I'm sitting going around attacking my friends for 40 years because they threw a match.
Okay, ma'am, ma'am, if you backed away from your phone, it might be a little, because it is distorting just a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
There you go. That's
better?
That's better when you back away from it. Okay.
But
okay.
What if you start to scream? I can't understand. Yes, he's a very dear friend. 40 years. Why would he mess with me? No monkey messes with me.
He didn't mess with you.
He messed with. He was throwing things on me while I was asleep. which is when a human being is in their most vulnerable position.
When somebody's sleeping and they're snoring, do you know what I do? I wake them up and say, can you stop snoring?
Yes.
What if he would have woken you up and said, stop snoring?
That would have been fine had he not put his hands on me. The minute you put your hands on me, all bets are off.
Well, wait a minute.
Put his hands on you.
The monkey doesn't put the hands on the veteran.
When did he put his hands on you, sir?
That's what I'm saying. If he would have woken me up and said you're snoring, that would have been. But don't wake me up by putting your hands on me.
Did he put his hands on you?
Thank you for agreeing with me because I'm.
He didn't put his hands on you.
So you agree with me?
If you're going to grab him by the shirt after he throws a matchbook at you and some coins, I'd be afraid to death to wake you up.
That was part of the.
You think that it was him putting his hands on you because he threw coins and matchbooks at you?
The man assault. They left his hand and they made an impact upon me. Yes, sir. And I opened. I'll open up on him. Because I'll tell you, in Korea, we opened up on a few of these Koreans, and they wished that their mothers hadn't even had them.
Oh,
you're not fighting.
Crazy,
you're not fighting the war anymore, buddy.
What's that?
You're not fighting the war anymore. It's been almost 50 years. You got to give it up, okay? Thank you for your call, man, but your phone does kind of suck. Here's Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hold on, Portland, okay? Because we've got about a minute. Well, all right, we'll go to Portland. Screw it. Hi, how you doing?
Okay, great. Lloyd, I just want to tell you, partner, is I'm a Marine veteran.
Yes,
I'm a combat veteran.
Yes, sir. God bless
you. I'm glad you served your country.
God bless you.
But you've got to give it up. The war is over. That reflexive accent you're talking about, you know, you were awake and you went over and grabbed your friend. That's a premeditated thought. That's not a reflexive action.
You know what I'm talking
about. It would have been a reflexive action if during the middle of the night you would have jumped up and choked your friend. So what I think you need to do is...
I told him that
you know, thank yourself for serving the country, but let it go, okay?
You're a Marine. What do you do when a monkey puts his hands on you?
I look him in the eye and I tell him to go away.
You tell him, hey, listen, you
but
give
I,
him
but
one
But I don't
warning.
Jump out with a reflexive action, and I don't choke him, I don't hit him, I don't grab his shirt,
I didn't hit him.
That's what you did, Lloyd.
I grabbed
and
a handful of shirt.
And you did it after you were awake.
I grabbed a handful of shirt, and I said, no monkey touches the veteran.
Now, if you would have done that in your sleep when you flew out of your bed, when a coin hit you, maybe. But not after you're awake and you walk across the room and you assault your friend.
All right.
That was wrong, Lloyd. As
Thank
a soldier, you should have had more professionalism and more calmness than that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry 先生一齐飞行，我哋现在正系响30,000尺高空中飞翔。顺便告诉大家 ，Chopstick， 我哋今晚嘅特别嘉宾系 Jackie Chan 先生，仲有一提嘅系 Fortune Cookie。And now here's Phil。
Phil Henry Show 1-800-449-8686 1-800-449-8686. Hey Lloyd, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, now you're hearing a lot of these people. Lloyd is I keep saying you're a Korean War veteran. Friend of yours are in a hotel room in Ensenada, and he claims that you're snoring.
That's what he claimed, yes, sir. That's what he claimed. And, you know, they'll always make these claims. They'll always say, well, you were snoring, or you were doing this or that.
But he was throwing, you woke up and you found matchbooks and you found coins and stuff laying in the bed as the result of him throwing them to try to get you to stop snoring.
There was a young lady who called and said, if somebody's snoring, you can yell at them or say, hey, you know, stop snoring, or well, you can leave the room. And there's certainly a variety of things you can do. But when you're a Korean War veteran and someone puts their hands on you, and this monkey came over and said, you know, and he threw things on me, that's what I said, you know, all bets are off. You've got to...
What is this reflexive action you're talking about? The guy threw coins at you. You got out of bed and you grabbed him by the shirt. And
I've explained to you. I said to him that I'm a veteran and a reflexive action and I'll open up on you.
That's what you said.
I said to him, Ward, you put your hands on me, I'll open up on you. And it's very reflexive. It happens to a lot of veterans. You heard the...
Well, I heard one veteran say, man, you got to let go of it. Okay.
Well, I don't know if he's ever seen combat. Okay, don't test me because I can bring it. And I told him that...
Don't test you because you can bring it. The guy was tossing coins at you and throwing matchbooks on top of you. And
you know, you, Mr. Henry, you minimize this, but you've never been in combat, have you?
No, sir, I've never been in combat.
You don't know what I've seen. And you don't know the things that I've been through. And it was in Korea in 1950, 1952. And I'll tell you what I learned how to do in Korea. I can tie a man's ass into a knot if I've got to. Because it was a long, and a lot of these pansy asses wouldn't understand. I'll tell you, the reflexive action is so strong. I've got a five-year-old grandson here. But he ran and he jumped on my back one day. We were over at the house, over at my daughter's house, and we were over there fixing a bicycle. He ran and jumped on my back. You don't do that. You know,
a five-year-old is going to run and jump on his grandfather's back, isn't he?
Well, you don't do that to me. Because I went into a reflexive, violent mode, and I did a jiu-jitsu toss. What I did is I grabbed him and threw him off of my back, and thank God there was a sofa there. Because he bounced off the wall and then hit the sofa. I'm not proud of that, sir.
You threw your grandson.
Yes, it was a reflexive action. You don't, and I told his mother, I told my daughter, you don't teach the boy to jump on Grandpa. It's a pride thing you couldn't understand. It's about what's right.
Well, what about the veterans that we've heard calling this program, or at least a couple of them, saying that...
They've never been in combat, sir, so they wouldn't understand. And I realize that perhaps I'm making much ado about it, but this man said that I need a psychiatrist. And as far as I'm concerned, that is the last straw.
Well, I want to ask you, okay...
Choose your words carefully, please.
Choose my words...
Be very careful with what you say to me. I'm a Korean War veteran.
Choose my words carefully.
Yes, be very careful.
I'm going to propose to you... That
whoa, watch it.
I'm going to propose, okay?
Yes, sir.
That you see someone who can help you professionally.
There you go. See, you just, if you were in this room right now, I'd have to drop you. Because...
What did I say, man? All I said was that I think you need to go and see somebody.
Why, I don't need to see anybody, and if you were in this room, I'd drop you.
Because I don't think that it's... Do you think it's healthy that you have this reflexive action from combat, that when your grandson jumped on your back, you did a judo throw on him?
In defending my country, yes.
In defending your country. But it was your grandson who jumped on your back, and then you threw him.
Yes, it was reflexive. That's why you never put your hands on me. I don't know about the rest of these veterans, but you never, ever put your hands on Lloyd Bonafide. Otherwise, I'll give you what for. And I would think that people would understand that have respect for the veteran. You know, there's a lot of veterans out there, and people don't have respect.
Sir, this is not about having respect for a veteran. This is about common sense, okay?
Well, as I said, choose your words carefully.
I'm choosing my words carefully. This is about common sense. Now, snoring or not, maybe you were, maybe you weren't. Your friend threw coins at you. All right, maybe he shouldn't have done that. You got up, you grabbed him by the shirt, and you said what you said. Now, you heard what the other caller said. You could lose a friend of 40 years. But the thing that really bothers me is the fact that your grandson jumped on your back.
That's correct, yes.
And you did a judo throw.
I threw him, yes. And he hit a wall, and thank God there was a sofa there. But I will tell you that
you could have hurt that boy, okay?
Well, I didn't hurt him. There was some damage done to the wall. It's a very instinctive thing. I reached over my back, and I didn't even know who it was at the time, and I did a very, very textbook judo maneuver, which we learned in the United States Navy. We trained with Marines, and I threw him, and he hit the wall. He bounced once off of the wall. He bounced again off of a lower sill on the wall and then hit the sofa. And he cried and everything, but we looked at him and he said that he was okay. But
your grandson bounced off the wall.
He bounced about twice off a wall. He hit a low-lying ledge where there was some potted flowers and things. He broke through a screen that was in the window and then came to rest on the sofa. But that, I told my daughter, don't you ever let him put his hands on Grandpa again, because you see what happened.
Well, again, I'm going to have to say that you've got to...
Choose your words
carefully. I'm choosing my words carefully. See, at least talk, maybe to another veteran about it. All right, here is Escondido on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello, Escondido.
Hello, hello.
Turn that radio down, if you wouldn't mind, sir.
Okay. Hey, my name is Will.
Yes, sir.
I'm an active duty Marine. I'm 26 years old.
God bless you.
I have a lot of combat veterans that I work with, and I'm going to tell you right now.
Yes, sir.
This man is using this as an excuse, because if it was really reflective action...
Watch out.
Choose your words
carefully.
Let me finish my statement.
All right,
let me finish my statement.
Choose your words carefully.
Stop interfering with me.
Let the man finish. Let him talk, okay?
That's very disrespectful what you're doing. You want respect, you got to give it out to everybody else.
I'll give you respect. I just don't want you to
be coming
on like some of these monkeys I talked to tonight.
Hey. Let me finish. Okay. You're using this as an excuse. I have a lot of combat veterans that I work with. And believe me, it takes a lot more. Somebody throwing coins and matchbooks to have that reflexive action kick in.
Are you a Marine?
Yes, I am. I'm active duty right now.
You don't let a monkey put his hands on you, do you?
Hey, I don't let nobody touch me. But you know what? What you're doing is you're using the fact that you were in combat as an excuse for you to be violent. What you're doing is a conscious action. You're not doing it as a reflective. If you had gotten up when he threw a coin at you and just beat the hell out of him, that would have been a reflective action. You got up afterwards and consciously went up and grabbed him.
That's
what you're saying about being reflective action is just an excuse.
But you're using an excuse. I was asleep when the first. Have you ever seen a man killed by a nickel,
sir?
Have you ever seen that? Yes or no,
sir? I don't know if a man can be killed by a nickel, but you know what?
I've seen it with my own eyes in a bar fight.
That's fine.
In Pyongyang, South Korea.
I'm not disputing that. But what you're saying is that just because somebody's throwing stuff at you to keep you from snoring, it's an excuse for you to just get up and just beat the hell out of somebody. That's wrong.
What is it about a guy throwing a nickel at you? I mean,
well, I'll tell you. When you're in combat training, you know that the enemy can throw hand grenades. They often drop mortars in your lap. It's the same thing. When he tossed those nickels and coins...
It is not the same thing. And stop trying to use it as an excuse.
Well, why is it the same thing?
You're just trying to be abusive of people because you want people to remember that you were in the Korean War. Well, you want people to remember you're in the Korean War. You go to the library. You read stories to kids. You tell them. You publish a book. Something. You let them know you were in the Korean War.
But you do not use
the fact that you were in the Korean War as an excuse to be violent against people, to be rude. That's straight wrong.
Lloyd, are you saying that because you guys were throwing hand grenades?
These Orientals have been killing with hard currency for centuries. Now, look at what the Japanese are doing to us.
What does that have anything to do with you snoring?
You're saying that
because he threw coins at you where you were snoring, or when he alleged you were snoring, that it's an excuse for you to just get up, go over to him, and assault him.
Well, sir, he assaulted me with the hard currency.
I live in a squad bay with 30 other Marines. You think there's snoring in there? You ain't heard snoring until you've been in this room.
Look, I have.
And you know what? If all somebody did was throw a coin at me or throw a matchbook, all I do was say, oh, well, roll over and go back to sleep.
Well, what the hell kind of a Marine are you? I had a flashback and it pissed me off.
I am a very well-trained Marine.
Well, I had a flashback.
Believe me, if you were... You know what?
Wait.
You were even in the military.
Hold on for a minute.
Because anybody that was really in the military
would not be ticked
off by a coin.
Sir, I served my country. 1950 to 1950.
Hold on. I want to ask a question. Is the gentleman there from Escondido?
Yes.
Okay. I want to ask Lloyd a question.
Go ahead.
What is it about the throwing of the coin? Are you saying that it reminded you of hand grenades being lobbed on you?
Yes, sir, it did. And this Marine should know that.
Well, you know what?
A guy throws a coin on you. What's the... And the Japanese...
A coin is nothing like throwing a hand grenade at you.
And the Japanese with the yen hurting our economy?
What? Okay.
What has that got to do with
it? What does that have to do
with anything?
Reactive,
The Japanese are ruining the dollar with the yen, and now this monkey's throwing a coin at me? Don't you understand?
So what does that have to do? What does the Japanese economy have to do with you having some kind of reaction to somebody throwing a coin at you?
Look, you and I are soldiers. We're not paid to... Ours is not to ask why. Ours is to do or die, correct? But I've done some reading since I got out of the service, and the most... Look, young man, you're a good kid, but the most you've had thrown at your head is probably some chick's ass, if you want to get down to it, right?
I wish.
I wish. Yeah, well,
what you're saying is that you're going to have some kind of violent reaction because somebody threw a coin or a matchbook at you.
Well,
you're using this.
I don't buy the whole
an excuse to be violent.
Yeah, I don't buy the whole thing about how, you know, a guy tossing coins on you was like hand grenades.
You calling me a liar?
No, hey. I'm not calling you a liar, okay?
Look, I want to say to that Marine, semper fi to having an ass thrown at your head. I'll tell you that.
Hey.
All right, look, Lloyd, good luck.
Choose your words carefully.
I said good luck, man. Is that choosing my words carefully enough for you?
And to the Marine, semper fi.
Well, semper fi.
God bless. And I'll tell you, don't let the monkey put the hand on you.
Believe me, I won't.
All right, young man.
What you're saying right here is totally oddball.
Oddball?
All right?
Oh, so you think I need a head shrinker, too?
Well, if somebody tossing a coin at you is going to give you flashbacks from a war that happened almost 50 years ago, well, I'm sorry, but you got to go to the Veterans Hospital, and you walk up to the psychiatric ward, which is on the second floor, and you tell them that you're having combat flashbacks and that you need help now. That's on the second floor. That's every single VA hospital has a psychiatric ward on the second floor. Go there.
Second floor. Whereabouts is that?
The Los Angeles VA hospital.
Los Angeles VA hospital. You think I should go?
Yeah,
what city are you in?
I'm in Alhambra.
Alhambra.
If you're having
Get on the 405.
Get on the 405.
Head to LA.
All right, go to
the
LA.
The VA hospital is across from the Veterans Cemetery.
What freeway?
The 405.
Where's that?
The San Diego freeway. Okay.
Whereabouts?
Which freeway are you near?
Can you hold on for a minute, sir?
Sure.
All right, thank you. Lloyd, we'll be right back with you, okay? Keep Lloyd on the line. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Our gentleman's on the line from Escondido. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
And Lloyd?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You were giving directions to Lloyd to the VA hospital because we feel he's a little wacky about thinking that just because a guy throws coins on him because he's snoring, he's not getting hit with hand grenades.
That's right.
You say I go down to 405 to West LA, right?
Yes.
And then what?
Get off on Wilshire Boulevard.
Wilshire Boulevard.
Go under the highway overpass.
Oh, Christ.
Turn right.
All right, turn right.
And it's about a mile forward.
Are you down?
It'll be on your left-hand side.
Are you down at the Marine Corps headquarters?
No, I'm not.
Where
I'm at
you?
Home.
You're at home?
Yes.
Are you a general?
No, he's not a general. You're in the Marines, right, sir?
Yes, I am.
But you're not a general.
You're not a general?
No, I'm not a general.
Well, then how can you make these conclusions?
You didn't have to be a general.
I'm not making the conclusions. I'm telling you where you can go to get a professional opinion.
Because you're thinking...
I'm not saying you need it. Listen up. I'm not saying you need psychiatric help.
All right.
I'm saying go and get a professional opinion.
Because you think I'm a little cuckoo?
No. Because I think that what you're saying is odd.
It's a little wiggy.
Maybe you might be a little wiggy. Go get a professional opinion. Come back on the radio.
Hey,
let us know.
Yeah, and let us know exactly. Here, hey, Lloyd, I tell you what. Here's a professional opinion, okay?
What is this?
This is a professional opinion.
Oh, that's this Hendrix crap. You're calling me manic depressive, huh? Manic depression, searching my